Procrastination is one of the top struggles I hear women say that they would like help with. So we're going to talk about it. I'll share some truths about it. We'll talk about what could be at the root of procrastination. And I'll also share how to recognize if you are truly procrastinating. And then we'll talk about how to overcome it with some tools that will help. Buckle up. This is a full episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. Let's get started. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. When it comes to procrastination, it's important to start with some truths. You have likely heard me talk about some truths before. You've heard me share some here on the podcast. But just in case you're new here, let me tell you a little bit about what a truth is. You'll hear me talk about these a lot. What a truth is it is often something opposite from what we tend to believe is true. A lot of times, society, culture, age-old stories, they tell us one thing, but oftentimes the truth is actually the polar opposite. And so before I can really equip people with tools to overcome something or to get unstuck or even just to move forward, we have to lay the foundation of what actually is true first. We have to have a clear understanding of truth. And so when it comes to procrastination, I needed also to start with a couple of truths that you will find empowering and will lay a stronger foundation for you to be able to move forward with where we go from there. So truth number one, and you're going to find this one very freeing. Number one, everyone procrastinates. There is nothing wrong with you when you procrastinate at times. And if someone tells you they don't procrastinate, I can promise you they are lying. Everyone procrastinates at times. That's truth number one. Truth number two is that you must understand the difference between external and internal factors. External and internal factors. So let's talk about what these are. External factors are things that make up part of a situation. They help make up part of a circumstance, part of a reality that you are in. And these are the things that are outside of your control. They are the things that we often can't do much about. Now, we always can do something in every situation, in every circumstance. And we'll talk about that a little bit as well. But external circumstances and external factors are things that, again, we aren't choosing. They're kind of the things that happen to you. And many circumstances are going to have some of these. So an internal factor then, well, those are the things that you need to take ownership of. Those are the things that you can control. A lot of times these are going to be the actions that you are taking that are contributing to a situation or a circumstance, or they're actions that you're not taking that are contributing to the circumstance or the reality that you are in. There is almost always going to be some of each present, external factors and internal factors present in every situation. So that's important to note. So procrastination, here are some things that procrastination could be. We often label things as procrastination when they aren't. Here is one thing that could be misdiagnosed as procrastination, but it's avoidance. It could be that you are not taking action because you are avoiding something about it. Whether you are avoiding the process, the actions, or whether you are avoiding the result, a lot of times we are just seeking to avoid something altogether. It's not that our intention is to actually do it and we're just putting it off. Really, if you were honest and could uncover it, in some cases you would discover you don't really have an intention of taking care of it. You really are just going to, you are just going to plan on not doing it. But we tend to diagnose it as procrastination because, well, sometimes that can feel less hurtful, less painful to ourselves. It can be easier to take ownership of procrastination than it can be, you know what, I'm just not doing it. And that's avoidance. A couple other things to recognize is that sometimes you can be procrastinating simply because as humans, we like things to feel familiar. And we're willing to sit and wait until somehow we feel familiar with the action that we're going to be taking. And especially in the case of trying something new, or maybe trying something again, but with a set of different circumstances, which happens almost all the time, you're never going to have that feeling of familiarity. It's never going to feel familiar to you because you've not done it, or you've not done it in this way. And so again, a lot of times you can say, I'm procrastinating, but really what you're doing is waiting for something that is likely never going to come. It's that feeling of being familiar with the thing you're trying to do. The other thing we like as humans is certainty. We like to know, we like to have some assurity that the actions that we're taking or the actions that we're going to stop doing, maybe you're going to stop doing something as opposed to actually do something. But we like to have some sort of guarantee. We like to know that, you know, this isn't going to be in vain. I'm actually going to achieve at least some of the results that I want. And there are many times in life where we just don't have these kinds of certainties. We just don't have guarantees. And so similar to waiting for something to feel familiar, we can sit and wait until we have this some sort of certainty in mind that it's going to be worth it. The things that we do, the effort we put forth, we're going to be rewarded for it. And a lot of times we have to take action without that. But again, you can diagnose it as I'm procrastinating when really it could be one of these three things. So just know that not doing something doesn't always mean procrastination. It could mean some of these other things like avoidance, waiting for something to feel familiar, and waiting for something to feel as though you have some sort of guarantee or certainty about the results. We like to think we need these things, but we really don't. So how then can you know, now that we kind of know some of the things to look out for and make sure that we're not masking one thing with the label of procrastination, how do you know if you're actually procrastinating on something? Well, we like things to be black and white. We like to have a definition that always works, and there isn't going to be one. But the definition I like to use and that I suggest using is if something has been on your list of things to do, it's been on your planner for the day, if you've written it down and said, this is what I'm going to do. If it's been something you're quote unquote going to do for more than 3 days, I would consider labeling that as procrastination. For me, I tend to say, you know what, if it's been more than 3 days, you know what, you are procrastinating and we need to address this. So one of the best things you can do to offset your procrastination is to understand the reason that is causing it. Why am I procrastinating? What is it? What is my problem with doing this thing? Why am I not just getting in there and doing it? It is such an important question to ask yourself. Because so often we do what I call trying to treat the symptoms. And whatever it is that you're doing that you're not doing, We try to just willpower our way into it. We try to just muscle our way into it. Sometimes we try to guilt our way into taking the action, but we're so focused on the action, we aren't actually focused on or don't even realize that it's beneficial to come up with the cause. What is causing the procrastination in the first place? I call this diagnosing the problem. And similar to when you are trying to seek medical treatment for some sort of condition, well, diagnosing the problem is going to have a much greater likelihood that the symptoms are going to get better, because you're going to have the correct diagnosis means you can get the correct treatment. It's the same sort of thing. If you can figure out why you're not doing the thing and why you're procrastinating, well, you can fix that. And then the symptoms begin to just get better on their own. So finding out what causes it is step one. When you determine, yes, you know what, I'm procrastinating. And that 3-day rule is a great measuring stick to use. So when you know what is causing it, then the next step to take is to ask yourself this question: what is going to offset this? What about this is what about this situation is true for me? What can, now that I understand the problem, what do I now understand? So understanding the correct problem means I can say, oh, all right, if that's what I'm trying to avoid, or if that's why I'm avoiding doing the thing, well, I just need to think about that differently, or I need to look at that differently, or I need to set myself up for success in a different way. Continuing to try and try and try again and muscle your way into something, but not really understanding what you're doing, quote unquote, wrong, well, you're going to end up with the same results. Sometimes it can be helpful to understand that procrastination really is a promise that you're breaking to yourself. Usually we're more willing to break promises to ourselves than we are to break promises to others. If that's true for you, know that that's not a good thing. We want to work on that. So here's how to turn procrastination around. It's really to ask yourself a few more things. Why do I procrastinate in this situation? How is it presenting itself? What is the argument that you're having with yourself? Because your intent, you made the promise to yourself, you know what, I'm going to do this thing. But when it comes down to actually doing it, there's something that's preventing it. Your mind is telling you things. It's making up reasons, maybe excuses, maybe justifications to not do it. What are those arguments? You need to know what those are. And then you also have to say, now that I have identified the argument, how am I going to respond? Most likely your brain is going to keep giving you the same or very similar justifications for doing or not doing something, for stepping into procrastination yet again. When you know what those arguments are, you can say, what should I do instead of letting the argument win? I've got some tools that are actually going to help in this situation. When you are avoiding doing something and you discover that it's because you are procrastinating, one thing that can really, really help is to create a smaller ask of yourself. A lot of times that hurdle of starting is just too tall. And we just need to make that hurdle, we need to make that initial ask smaller. So that's oftentimes the first and only thing we need to do to pull ourselves out of procrastination, to overcome procrastination. That's one tool that you can try. Another tool that you can try is to create and come up with more tangible benefits. We like to know what's in it for me. And if you're not clear on what's in it for you, why bother, what the payoff is going to be, well, it might just not be worth it to you. So coming up with more tangible benefits that will come as a result of taking the action that you're trying to take, but that you're procrastinating on, creating more tangible benefits can really, really help. We are always calculating the cost of things. You're always calculating the cost of taking certain actions. And while you're calculating the cost, you also need to make sure that you're calculating the benefits. Usually we just focus on the cost and we say, oh no, that's too great. And we don't think about the benefits. We don't actually calculate all of that. It's important to do both. Another tool that you can use is to set yourself up with multiple target timelines. Now there's two important words here, target and timelines. Let me unpack timelines first. Timelines means that you have bite-sized, realistic, clearly visible ending point. You have a bite-sized, realistic, and clearly visible ending point. That's what a timeline means. I am going to have completed this task when X. That's what I mean by timeline. Target is also important. Target means range. Anytime you can have a target, a range of success, as opposed to pinpointed success, well, you're doing yourself a huge favor. Again, a lot of times we see the end result as the only time we're successful. Essentially, we're measuring the results only, and we are determining passing or failing based on the end result, that pinpointed target. But what we need to be measuring is the efforts that we put forth, because the efforts that we put forth are successful because look, what did we just talk about? We talked about procrastination as breaking a promise to yourself. Well, if you're showing up and you are putting forth effort, well, you are keeping a promise to yourself now. We can't really control the results. We can do our best to set ourselves up on a path that is going to bring us to the desired result, but we really are limited in whether or not we can control that result. But what we can control is the effort that we bring to the table, the effort that we put forth. And setting yourself up with multiple target timelines can help you with that. Procrastination is, it's important to understand, and there's a lot more to unpack, but this is a really great place to start when it comes to procrastination. It's really a matter of understanding what it is, making sure that it is procrastination and it isn't something else, like avoidance, like waiting to feel better, waiting for that familiar feeling, waiting for that some sort of guarantee. It's knowing how to identify it. And I think that 3-day rule is a really good one. But then it's a matter of knowing what you actually need to do to overcome it is understand why, what is the cause for you. And then you think about what offsets it. And you can use some really great tools that I shared here with you today. Procrastination doesn't have to be something that you feel as though you have to just live with. You can overcome it. And what we talked about today is going to help. Procrastination is one of those things that we really don't like. We like to be able to keep promises to ourselves. Believe it or not, we really, really do. We're not necessarily always good at it, but man, we would prefer that we would follow through rather than drop the ball. So I hope that you took notes on this episode. And if you didn't, go back and watch it or go back and listen again, because taking notes is going to allow you to overcome procrastination when you find yourself in it and to be able to move forward. So in the next episode, it's an Ask a Life Coach episode. We have those every Friday, and we're going to be talking about something I know a lot about. You may or may not know that I know quite a bit about saving money on groceries. I'll tell you a little bit more about that and about how I know about this and what that looks like for me. but I'm also going to be sharing some information with you on how you can spend less on groceries as well. And in today's climate of the cost of groceries, this is going to be an episode you want to make sure you tune in for. We'll talk then.